From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Pulaski County, Missouri isn't too different from your typical Midwestern rural community. Outside of the local army installation, the largest towns are about 4,000 strong. But as KBIA's Rebecca Smith found out, pride in the Pulaski County's LGBT community is finding root.
On a late Friday in June, Charlie Joe Dill is casually smoking a cigarette outside the Retroplex skating rink in St. Robert. He isn't far from the door, and he's surrounded by people stopping to say hi.
Becky, right?
Yeah.
The microphone gave it away.
Now, spending a summer night at the skating rink isn't anything too unusual in rural Missouri, but this particular skate night is special. It's part of the third annual Pulaski County Pride Festival. For the first festival, Charlie says they rented a pavilion at the park, but not being sure how it would be received, registered it as a family reunion. Pulaski County Pride has grown since then and gained momentum, but Charlie says this still isn't your typical Pride event.
This isn't like the big city Prides or anything like that, and we kind of embrace that small town, but we are going to have good things here. It's going to be a lot different than what they're used to, but also very appropriate for our area.
The festival this year includes what Charlie calls small town Pride events, a skate night, a community scavenger hunt, a brunch, and a picnic, as well as a drag show, which has been a source of contention this year because of its location, the St. Robert Community Center. The owner of the Pulaski County Daily News, Daryl Marina, doesn't hide that he's not fond of drag shows, but raised concerns about the drag show being held near where children's ball fields are located. This is because, he said, he was worried about children having to share the bathrooms of the community center with a show designed for those 18 and older. Charlie says the negative backlash continued.
One of the city aldermen had jumped in and said some horrible things as well.
In a personal post on Facebook, one St. Robert City alderman compared gay people to child molesters, and that alderman could not be reached for comment.
There's going to be prejudice anywhere. Years ago, we could never have had an event like this, a week like this. We would have never been allowed for it. But in small communities, rural communities, it's not as bad as it used to be.
Many others in the community gathered in support of Pulaski County Pride. People started to openly voice their support for the events, and local businesses donated swag and prizes for a charity raffle during the drag show.
And I think that this area has really showed us that we've come a long way.
And on the last Saturday in June, despite the controversy, the show goes on.
The show's going to start in just about 5 minutes.
The house is packed, about 400 people, and even with the air conditioning broken, the show is sold out and more than 100 other people are turned away. The drag show performers are on stage for more than 2 hours, and the crowd eats it up. I meet up with Charlie and his husband, Danny Coleman, who also performed in the drag show after it ends. They're surrounded by people wanting to take pictures with them and who want to congratulate them on a great show. Charlie says he's ecstatic.
It went well. It's hotter than hell, but it went well. I think people had a good time.
And Danny?
I had an amazing time. One of the best days of my life. I loved it.
The night starts to wind down around 11:30 p.m., but I find out the next morning that some people were out as late as 6 a.m. On Sunday, the last day of the Pulaski County Pride Festival, things start off on a relaxed note. LGBT residents and allies sit down to a brunch of fried chicken and eggs. And as the day rolls on and the rain rolls in, Pulaski County Pride returns to its roots, a simple picnic in the park. People talk and play, reveling in simply being together. Because as Charlie puts it, we're here and the world didn't end. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.